From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mudslides, evacuations, and water rescues were reported across Southern California on Monday as heavy rain inundated the region. Videos showed cars underwater and floating away in parts of San Diego, one of the areas hit hardest by the deluge. Multiple states of emergency were declared across San Diego County. Over 5 inches of rain fell northeast of downtown San Diego, which triggered the intense flooding. At the city's airport, 2.73 inches were measured, setting a record for the most rain on any January day. Monday also ranked as the fourth wettest day on record. The historical average rainfall in San Diego for all of January is just under 2 inches. San Diego will have an extended break from the stormy pattern following the record-setting rainfall Monday, with dry weather in the offing for the remainder of the week and into the upcoming weekend. Now, the southern part of the country is dealing with its own share of heavy rain. A multi-day deluge of rain and thunderstorms this week is raising concerns for flooding across the region. The weather pattern across the central and eastern United States will shift as moisture funnels out of the Gulf of Mexico and meets up with a train of storms rolling out of the southwest. This pattern shift has already shown signs of being active across eastern Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas when a round of steady, bone-chilling rain moved through the region. As the region remained entrenched within sub-freezing conditions from this past weekend, many areas across northern Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas experienced a round of dangerous freezing rain, which snarled traffic and prompted numerous flight cancellations and delays earlier this week. Persistent winds flowing out of the Gulf of Mexico this week will soon make the freezing conditions a memory for residents in places like Houston, New Orleans, and Memphis, when there will be a major upward trend of temperatures in the coming days. Accompanying the warmth and out-of-season humidity level will be the continued threat of rounds of rain and thunderstorms. Not only will the ingredients for heavy rain be in place across the South, but conditions will also become prime for thunderstorm activity. Flash flooding may ultimately be the most widespread in places such as College Station, Waco, and Tyler, Texas, but some of the most fierce thunderstorms can also produce damaging wind gusts. Some of these thunderstorms could be packing wind gusts that can approach 80 miles per hour, which could easily topple trees and lead to localized power outages. Given that the ground will also be saturated from previous rounds of rain, there is an elevated risk that wind gusts could blow over and uproot trees. The risk of drenching thunderstorms will expand eastward into the lower Mississippi River Valley. While the thunderstorms will pose a threat of localized damaging wind gusts and flash flooding across the region, there is one silver lining to the forecast. The rain will help the Mississippi River and the lower parts of Louisiana recover a good bit from severe drought conditions. A widespread area across the South is expected to tally up rainfall totals that will exceed an inch in the coming days, with even higher amounts focused along a zone from eastern Texas through much of Louisiana, southern Arkansas, Mississippi, northern Alabama, and southern Tennessee. Within the zone of heaviest rain, the potential exists for rainfall totals that can exceed 4 inches before the end of the week. Rain is forecast to shift into the southeast for Friday before another storm gathers in the lower Mississippi River Valley late Friday night or Saturday, bringing yet another round for the already drenched area for the end of the week. A brief reprieve from the wet weather is expected by early next week, when drier conditions are expected to take place for at least a few days. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, people were recently upset at Reese Witherspoon for something she posted about snow on her social media account. find out what all the fuss was about. Also, read Brian Leda's article about 5 surprising effects the 2024 total solar eclipse will have on animals and the weather. You can find that and more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.